beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb, it is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now. Hello, beautiful lights. I'm your host, Kimberly Barrett, and you're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you're watching on Facebook Live or you are watching us on YouTube, feel free to leave an emoji or a comment to let us know you are here. And don't forget to like and subscribe. So for today, if you would like to call in and participate in the conversation or ask questions, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. And tonight, one of my listeners asked me to talk about our topic, so I'm going to do that tonight. What to do when in the moment trauma comes up? And I have a couple of ways to go about this. One is I am a trauma-informed LCSW, so that's licensed clinical social worker, therapist. Also, to talk about the energy of trauma and how we can clear that in the moment. So that is our topic tonight. I'm really excited about this. I hope you all are doing well. We did come out of Mercury retrograde, just to give you guys a little brief update as far as the astrological weather. We are out of that now, although you're still going to feel some shadow. Also, we just went into Saturn retrograde, which is really like supportive to us energetically, if you think about it. So Saturn really governs a lot of the things that we struggle with. Retrograde means that it is sort of like the energy's a little blocked or a little slower. So that means that we're actually going to be catapulted forward from now until around like October 23rd. So still some challenging energies. It's just going to get a lighter for some of us out there. So let's talk about this topic tonight. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in some of the psychology of it and the energies of trauma, and also channel in some messages as they come up. Like I said, feel free to call in and participate if you would like to. I just like to throw that out there for you all. It's 1-800-930-2819. And I know that my producer will let me know that you're there and bring you online. So our topic, not one of my favorite things to have experienced or healed from. However, it is one of my favorite topics when it comes to helping people. So some of the psychology around trauma and the energy around trauma. What I mean by trauma is that the child or the person at the time that whatever that event was that happened, the feelings were so huge and so difficult to be with. So something that is pretty negative, it can be really challenging, really hard. Some things that are pretty, I think of one of my favorite spiritual mentors, and she would call it really ugly, happens. You can think of lots of different types of trauma. I know a friend of mine works with people who go to war and the things that happen in wartime, that can be really traumatic. There's also things that can happen in childhood that can be very traumatic for people. I have a ton of friends that are trauma certified, trauma informed, and when they talk about it, they talk about things like, you know, there's a big capital T trauma. So that can be like Teal Swan is a really great spiritual leader. Take what you like, leave the rest. Of course, some people love her, some people hate her. I think she's very trauma-informed, and not just psychologically, but energetically. She went through some really big capital T traumas when she was younger, and shares that in her book, Shadows Before Dawn. There's also little T's that can happen. So some of us grew up in families where we had to be adults before our time, for whatever reason. So I know Christina Lopes, who is an energy coach, was talking about her experience that her dad had just gotten medically ill, and she took on a caregiver role as a younger child. And so she really sort of took on that like adult role as a younger child, really to help out the family. So there's like these little T's that can happen. Trauma is signified by the brain experienced something that was danger. So that child or that person felt threatened in some way, emotionally, physically, sexually, whatever it is, there was some kind of danger that was threatening at the time. And so there's a lot of things that happen as a result of that. Psychologically and neurologically, what happens is sometimes the trauma is so big that that emotion and that energy and that neurological pattern gets stored in the brain and in the body that you develop what they call a trigger, that there is sort of a hot spot on the brain that something could trigger it. I think the big example that was used is the little girl that was bit by a white dog when she was little. And that's a trauma that happened. So that gets stored in the memory and in the brain. So in order to protect her, the brain would take any animal that was white and trigger the word danger to keep her safe. And that word danger would trigger that fight or flight response that we'll talk about. So that's really what happens, is you have things that happen, and I'm really dumbing stuff down, you all, because I really want to talk about in the next couple sections after this, really like how you can take care of yourself and how you can heal it. So what happens is that trauma gets stored somehow. And you have, like, I know in EMDR therapy, it's a rapid eye movement kind of therapy, is that neurologically, there are stored patterns that develop to keep you safe. And so that's really like the trauma programming, is whatever that was that happened, in order to keep you safe from it happening again, that fight or flight is going to kick in anytime something is similar to it. Another example I can give is I worked with a woman that was in Katrina, which was a big hurricane that happened. There was a lot of trauma that was involved. She had a lot of loss involved, a lot of fear, a lot of danger around, you know, this water and the smell of water and the smell of things that smelled like water. So when she was living in her apartment in a completely different state, safe from all of that, her rug got wet and it triggered that same trauma response to keep her safe, because the smell of wet rug triggered the flashback of that memory. So there's like so much more to post-trauma. But getting the gist of it, that there's this stored energy that's there and this stored memories and stored emotions in there from any of those type of things. They can be little T's or they can be really big traumas that happen. Those kind of things get stored and the programming gets developed within you. And for a lot of people, it's sort of like a flashback occurs. There's also different levels of it. that there are people that can completely dissociate. I've had that happen before where a hot spot on my brain was triggered by someone that reminded me of a perpetrator when I was 12. And I was an adult at the time that it happened. My brain really interpreted. So I like to use like my interpretation of the event by my brain at the time was that that person reminded me of that occurrence when I was younger. And because of that, it triggered danger. I dissociated and sort of like left my body. And when I came to, I realized I was in a fight or flight response. And unfortunately for me, I was in the fight response in the middle of a nurse's station, cussing my new boss out. And when I came to, then I brought in that mindfulness and then the moment had to take care of myself, which I removed myself from the situation. I had to do repair work. And then the next time he was around me, I needed to really bring in that mindfulness and do the work that I needed to do. There's a lot of new technologies that can be done to help with trauma, things like EMDR. It is a rapid eye movement that like takes the traumatic memory off of the, like the trauma feelings off of the memory. There's neurofeedback things that they can do with people now. There's energy work from different Reiki masters. And I know with Blue Star Energy that I use it, that you can clear some of that stuff out so you're not having those really big responses. Oh, and a couple of them that I will share. I was given Gary Craig's emotional freedom technique. Many of you know that is tapping nowadays. Thanks to Nick Euler, it was also termed tapping, but using emotional freedom technique and using the Tapas acupressure technique as well to clear out the trauma. So what happens is, you know, you are re-experiencing based on that hot spot on the brain, the past. So basically you stop being the adult person that you are and you revert back to, you know, almost like a full flashback and a reverting back to that age. So if things happen in childhood, I've watched people that I've worked with and I've also felt it in myself where they'll become 5 years old or 12 years old or 7 years old again. And that's the reaction and responses they're having in the moment. So just know that if you have this stuff, what's happening is you are re-experiencing that age. And that's my offering. Some of it is, you know, checking in with yourself. So just remember that a lot of this is you are in the moment re-experiencing something that happened in the past. So what I'm going to share with you this evening are different things that you can do to help yourself in the moment. In the moment, what do I do in the moment when I get triggered into this trauma? Because there's a lot of things that can come out of it. We can have survivor behaviors that come out of it. We can have nightmares. We can have super high anxiety, hypervigilance. There's so many things, you know, a lot of addictions come from trauma. There's a real like split with all or nothing thinking and, you know, huge boundaries or no boundaries. There's just a lot that goes on there. So we're going to talk about all of this in the sense of in the moment, what can I do in the moment when I get triggered? How can I identify that that's what's going on? And then what are things I can actually do to help myself? So I'm so excited to share all of this with you all tonight. I know it's kind of a heavy topic. So what we're going to do is take a quick break. And then when we get back, we'll talk a little more about this topic. So I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit LifeStrategyMentor.com. That's LifeStrategyMentor.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Hello, beautiful lights. It's Kimberly Barrett again. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light show on Transformation Talk Radio. We have somewhat of a heavy topic tonight, but I think that we can get to a place. I just have this strong sense that everyone really needs to hear this right now, or a lot of people need to hear it right now. So before we get back into this discussion, I want to make sure you know how to contact me. I can be reached through my website. It's called sharingloveandlightshow.com. That's all spelled out. Don't forget to put the show on it, sharingloveandlightshow.com. You can also get a free ebook from me. It's about living intuitively with your intention, your intuition, and inspiration. You can get that from KimberlyLBarrett.com ebook download. So EBOOKDOWNLOD. So let's get back to this topic. There's so much to trauma. I'm not going to get too much into the details around trauma. Just know that when you get triggered in this way, you can feel pretty derailed, pretty, you know, out of control. Some of the words that a lot of the trauma therapists use are things like you're in toxic stress, you're in that chemical fight or flight response. Basically, when the word danger hits your brain, it cuts you off from your cerebral cortex. That's the part of the brain that does the thinking. It's where the emotion mind and the like reasonable logic mind are located, is in your cerebral cortex. It's like that ability to think things through and, you know, have thoughts that create emotions. When you have a fight or flight response, when your trauma is triggered, you are bypassing all of that. That is now gone. You have just gone into what we call fight or flight response. It's fight, flight, freeze, or appease. Those are like the main ones. And I think there's some other things that can happen, but fight, flight, freeze, and appease are the main ones. And the reason you're cut off from that other part of the brain is because when you're really in a danger situation, which is where the trauma originally got lodged into the brain, was an actual, like, at least it felt dangerous to the child, whether it was really dangerous or not when you were a little kid. Many people, it really was dangerous. Some people, it was that the child felt it was dangerous. So it was the child that was experiencing that. As the adult now, you're still having the word danger triggered in your mind. And your body doesn't know the difference between real danger and psychological danger. It's going to respond to both in the exact same way. So if your mind is really perceiving danger, whether there's danger there or not, you're going to go into that fight or flight response. It's a chemical response. I believe the part of the brain is called the amygdala. It triggers adrenaline, noradrenaline, cortisol, all of that gets kicked in. And what happens to the body physically is you get cut off from the thinking part of the brain because you need to act quickly, fight, flight, freeze, appease. That needs to happen without thinking so that you can stay safe. Also, it triggers a chemical response in the body so that you can fight or flee, right? So basically, all of the blood leaves your extremities, leaves your brain, goes straight to the heart and straight to the big muscles. So that's why you're feeling the way you're feeling. All those symptoms and a panic attack are really a chemical response to the word danger in your brain. And then a lot of people develop even more complications because once they've had a panic attack, it feels so horrible being in this panic attack or this trauma response that then they have like the word danger around having another one of those responses. So it can get really deep and complicated if it goes untreated for too long. But I have found that by teaching people the basics around this, it really helps them be able to navigate some of that stuff that's going on with them so they can understand really what's happening. When you're triggered in the moment and that word danger hits the brain, you're interpreting that there's danger somewhere, you're going to go into that fight or flight response. There's things that you can do to help yourself when that happens. The other thing that happens in trauma is there's a hot spot on the brain that triggers you into that danger because you're having a flashback. So in the flashback, I feel like I'm 5 years old again, or I've talked to a lot of friends of mine who have come out of abusive relationships and they're now in healthy relationships and they have these trauma responses to their current partner who's actually healthy, yet they're having this flashback, which is taking them to, you know, feeling like or interpreting the situation as if it's the past. So we can have those things happen. Number one, be gentle with yourselves. Be gentle with yourselves. I was told minimize the damages, you know, that you might not be in control of some of your reactions and responses, and yet you can minimize the damages. Like when I was on that nurse's unit, I was a medical social worker at the time, and I was on a nurse, I was on the unit, the inpatient unit, and it was this like really tall male, and male was a big trigger for me. And I got triggered and I went into this fight or flight response. First time it happened, I dissociated. The second time it happened, I was aware now that that's a trigger. With that awareness, when he came on the unit, I knew that that could be triggered. So I stayed in awareness. And what I noticed was my mind interpreting danger. And I felt like in my mind, I had become Xena warrior princess, like I was ready for battle inside of myself, which I noticed there was no real danger in the environment. and my brain was interpreting it as danger. So it was very interesting. At that time, I had been practicing mindfulness for like 10 years. So I was very mindful and aware of what was going on inside of me and outside of me. One of the things you can do for yourself when you get triggered is called stop. It's literally put a stop sign up. Don't move a muscle and breathe through whatever that is. Because you're going to fight or flee or whatever it is, and there's no real danger there. It is important, excuse me, to check in and scan the environment. Is there really danger there? Because if there's danger, I want my fight or flight to work beautifully. You know, I really want that part of the brain to work if there's really danger. Most of the time, I'll check in, and I can say probably 99.999% of the time in my adulthood, there really was no danger there. So I check in, and then I need to put that stop sign up as soon as I can. I'm going to stop, breathe, not move a muscle. You want to pace the breathing, slow it down and count. And I've been told to breathe with your mouth closed, because that helps you not overbreathe or underbreathe, and start to pace that breathing and slow it down. Don't move a muscle. Don't do anything yet. First, you want to calm the disturbance. Then you can choose what to do. Another thing you can do is, if you're in a flashback, you're no longer in the present moment. I've talked about that episode from Star Trek Deep Space Nine with Commander Sisko, and he is with these aliens that don't understand linear time, and he's trying to explain linear time. And then they keep saying to him, "Why do you live here?" Well, his wife dying was very traumatic, and basically he kept living in the trauma of his wife. And that's what was happening with him. So they helped him see he was doing that. And then he had to explain, "Oh, that was really traumatic. And so for whatever reason, my brain keeps going back there instead of moving forward," right? Most of us want to heal so that we can move forward. So some of the things you can do in the moment: one, notice you've gone into this panic response, right? This fight or flight response. Stop and check the facts. Is there danger or not? If there's no danger, it's just discomfort right now. You need to breathe, pace your breathing, and then ground yourself. Some people can ground simply by feeling their feet and bringing their awareness to their feet. There's also this thing called ground with the five senses. You stop. You don't move a muscle, you breathe, and then you want to look for five things you can see in the environment. Then listen for four things that you can hear, things that you didn't notice before, that the brain kind of shuts out. You want to start listening for. So like with feeling and seeing, you might want to, you know, really notice things that you didn't notice in the room or outside or whatever it is. You can also notice what you're hearing, like my ticking clock right now. I can hear my ticking clock because I brought it to my awareness. Then touching things. I'm going to notice I have glasses on my face. I'm going to notice my clothing on my skin. I'm going to notice how the floor feels to my feet. Then I can even like touch things and notice how they feel. I'm bringing myself back to right here, right now. You can bring things that you can, like little snacks with you to ground yourself in. So you can like put something in your mouth, or, you know, you have a little water with you or tea with you or coffee or whatever it is, and ground yourself with taste and smells. So we're grounding into the present moment, noticing there's no danger. I feel completely terrified inside of my body. and yet there's no danger. So I'm going to breathe. I'm going to ground myself. There's also things that we're going to talk about in the next section about in my present moment, things that I can do to calm that down quickly. How can I tip that chemistry? And how can I really shift that energy so I can get back to the present moment and not stay in that toxic stress all day? So we're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, From Push and Pull to Peace of Mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
Welcome back, all my beautiful Sharing Love and Light listeners and anyone that's new to my show. I am Kimberly Barrett. This is Sharing Love and Light show on Transformation Talk Radio. Before we get back into this topic, I want to let you know how to contact me. I can be reached through my website. It's the sharingloveandlightshow.com. I am offering a free ebook. It's all about living intuitively, setting intention, using your intuition and inspiration, and the beautiful tango dance of life that that can create when you're doing that. And I'm definitely doing that with this topic. I keep telling my producer it's kind of a heavy topic, and I like to keep things a little light. And yet my sense is we're all really needing this right now. What can we do in the moment when we get triggered? You know, what can we do right at that moment when we're really in those big feelings and that kind of stuff happens? And I can't say enough for really like imagining a stop sign. And literally, my friend Hope Renaud, who's a licensed clinical social worker, she owns a place that's called The Middle Path. They teach dialectical behavioral therapy, which is by Marsha Linehan. You're welcome to look all of that up. It's really great stuff. what she tells her clients to do is to just say, stop it, stop it, stop it, you know, like literally out loud to themselves, stop. It is not an easy thing to do. I have to practice a lot of this outside of the trauma so that it becomes muscle memory. It's like doing a cartwheel 50 times. And then when I get on the balance beam, I can do that cartwheel, right? So I like that analogy. And then you get on this really tall, really thin balance beam, and you've done that cartwheel perfectly so many times that you can muscle memory that cartwheel up in that terrifying balance beam and do your best with it, even if it's messy. So, you know, allow this stuff to be a little messy, have grace for yourself. I had a therapist that called it like, minimize the damages. Be imperfect, know that you're a human being, and really, like she was like, I am, you're a spiritual being. Many of my listeners are high vibrational spiritual beings having a human experience. So there is some grace for being human. We've been talking about that psychology of trauma, that energy of trauma. It's stored energy that's trapped in the body. We're re-experiencing that energy in that moment. Sometimes we're even re-experiencing that age. So one of the things you can do is stop and ground. You're going to make sure there's no real danger in the moment. So like stop, check the facts, ground yourself, calm that disturbance down. And then I ask myself, what age do I feel right now? A lot of times I'll feel like I'm 5 years old again. Or one time I got triggered at my parents' house and I paused and I was like, what age do I feel? And I felt like I was 8 again. I am like 51 years old visiting my parents and I felt like I was 8 years old. And it was very interesting to me. The practice then, the practical application in the moment when you notice how old you feel is asking that child inside of you, what do you need right now? What did that child need that he or she or they didn't get in that moment that they really needed it? And then you can give that to yourself. You can give that to that child inside of you. Some people find that corny. I don't. I think it's very practical application. How old do I feel? And what does that five-year-old inside of me need right now? From my adult self. Because most of us have become adults. We know how to be adults. We live an adult life. And then all of a sudden we feel 5, right? And it doesn't make any sense. Have some grace for yourself. Recognize that that energy, when I talk energy again, that energy is coming back up so that you can heal it, so that you can release it from your energy and from your story. At 5 years old, I was not capable of dealing with that at the time. And I can definitely tell you at 6 and 7 and my 12-year-old stuff, it was not time to deal with it. I even had it blocked out where I didn't remember any of it until I was like 40, you know, and that's when I dealt with it. Some people deal with it sooner. Recognize that. For a long time, I learned these skills before I even knew what happened to me. I had learned to stop, to ground, to recognize that something had come up for me that was not matching the present moment. And then I can respond from there in my present moment. Over time, I've actually even been able to reparent that child, release that past memory. So I had past memories of things that happened with my pop-pop and things that happened with a school teacher when I was 12, things like that, that when it comes up in my now time, what I do is reparent that child and I release those feelings and that energy. Now, here is my ding, ding, ding bell warning is Don't do that by yourself. That's why there are therapists and coaches and energy workers and, you know, even like rehabs. I have a friend that's in this like really nice rehab right now, and she's getting neurofeedback and therapy and all kinds of stuff to help you get through that stuff. I did not get through that stuff by myself. I had help. I had other people. Then now when things come up, if it's something I need help with, I will go see an energy worker. I have a couple of energy workers. You guys met David Arms. He's been a really huge part of my healing. Shanti was on the show. She was a big part of my healing. I know that Ah was on the show. She does a lot of stuff. I have Melanie. She was talking about breath work. There's just, these are all past episodes you can go listen to. There's just so much out there that you can get help with. When big, big, big trauma stuff comes up, one of the other things I do in the moment to help myself, it just came into my mind, which means that I need to share it with people out there that are listening, is I will contain that memory and put it outside of my energy body until I can get the help I need with that memory. So I had these big memories coming up that I couldn't deal with by myself, the really, really big ones. And I learned to put them in a locker, lock it up. I put a whole bunch of guards and angels and like powerful beings in the locker room, keeping that locked up, and then stepped out of the locker room. This is a visualization that you practice over and over again. And I locked that locker room. And then I walked out of the building into the sunlight and locked that building up. I am going to contain that memory in a safe place outside of my body until I got in with my therapist and worked through it, or I've had one of my energy healers help me heal it. I did not do the healing of some of the really, really big stuff by myself. That's my disclaimer. I learned from Tara Brach, who was my mindfulness meditation instructor. I was sitting in mindfulness meditation, and after 10 minutes, really big stuff came up, and I was like getting re-traumatized. And she said, "Oh, do you have trauma in your history?" And I was like, "I guess I do," right? And she said, "Yeah, you need to contain that stuff and then go see someone." And that's the first time I ever went to see a trauma therapist, was at that time. And I learned these techniques that I'm sharing with you all, that I put that stop sign up, that I check the environment and see if there's any real danger or not, that I'm going to ground with the five senses. And if it is a trauma memory that is too big for me right now, I am putting that in a locker. I've heard other trauma therapists tell people to put it in a bottle and bottle it up and put it on a shelf until they get into the therapist office to deal with that, or, you know, with whatever, like an energy worker that deals with it or whatever you're doing with that. But don't do it by yourself, because all you're going to do is re-traumatize yourself. So dialectical behavioral therapy is the other thing that I learned. This is Marsha Linehan. One of the things they talk about is tipping the chemistry. So you have this chemical response that you go into fight or flight. You want to tip the chemistry and calm it down quickly. So there's things you can do, like exercise really hard or shake it out. You know, I like to shake it out and yell it out. Just get it all out. There's also putting your face in water, like cold water, and that helps tip the chemistry. Because think about, you know, everything heats up, and at the same time, you're extremities get cold because all the blood's going to the big muscles, you can tip the chemistry. You can paired muscle breathing, which is breathing in and tightening up all your muscles and then blowing out and releasing them. Do that three times. That's tipping the chemistry. So my offering is there's a ton of stuff out there you can do to help yourself in the moment. When I've calmed things down, I'll notice how old do I feel? What was the flashback, you know? And then I am a very intuitive person, and I will set my intention. I've talked about this before, my intention that I intend to heal this and I intend to move forward in my life and I intend to have some kind of healing happen. And I will check in with my intuition on what direction I'm being guided in. And if I can get calm enough and quiet enough in the moment, this is outside of the trauma, when I get calmed down, that I can follow intuition and get the help that I need. And everyone has a different way that they're going to do that. Follow your intuition with it. For me, it was a trauma therapist. She was trauma trained. She did a therapy with me. It was really great. I also did emotional freedom technique. It's a tapping that you can learn that when that trauma comes up, I did it earlier today. I had a big trauma feeling come up and I tapped it out. Tapas acupressure technique is the same thing. It's like a certain acupressure technique that you would do that, you know, clears that amygdala response out in the moment. There's a lot of other stuff that you can learn and that you can do that can really help you. Whatever you're guided to, that's what you want to do in that moment. What happens a lot with trauma is that we become hypervigilant, or we're avoiding. Avoid. And so the avoidance behaviors are what develop into what we call disorders. It's not about the stuff that's happening right in that moment. It's all the avoiding behaviors that happen as a result. A gentle note around some of the addictions is that that was a survival skill to help you survive whatever it was that you went through. It's either freezing out the feelings and freezing out what was going on, or it's fleeing from it. Either way, those are patterns that develop that there's a lot of help out there that you can get for it. That's my offering. That you really can get the help. I have come a really long way. And now in the moment when it comes up, I can have thoughts. I can, you know, have urges, things like that. I continue to sing the song of like minimize the damages if that's the worst I can do. You know, I'm going to be gentle with myself. The main thing around this is to recognize that you're a human being who's, or you're a spiritual being having a human experience. I'm going to say that one again. You are a spiritual energy being having this human experience, and trauma is that energy that's been trapped in these sort of like patterns that have developed. You can now clear those out and you can help yourself. However, it's really, it takes a lot of courage to face this stuff, to heal from it, to, you know, follow that intuition and to be gentle with yourself. Reparent that little child inside that really needs your love now. Everything in you, whoever that was that had that happen, even if you were like 21, I had something when I was 20 that happened. And I needed to reparent my 20-year-old in some ways. Like, you know, retelling the story is another thing that's happening that are wonderful, beautiful things that are coming up now. Follow that intuition around it. Follow the intuition on who you're led to and how people can help. You know, there's different energy workers out there. I have a lot of people that I've gone in and cleared the trauma off of the memory so that they could then go work with their therapist and actually start getting better. There was a lot of reparenting and retraining they needed to do. It was really hard to do with all the preverbal trauma that they had, which is trauma that doesn't have a memory because it happened before you were like three, right? So there's a lot out there that can really, really help you. Mandy Morris is another one. She is a beautiful energy coach. that talks about, and I think we're going to skip the break on this one and keep talking and end at the right time. So I'm telling my my producer that right now. It's really, my guides are on a roll, that there are so many things out there that can help each and every one of you. I sense that the energies right now are really helping us to shift our consciousness to heal things from our stories. And part of that is to have trauma come back up so that you can heal it. And it happens in the moment. In the moment, it's going to happen. And Mandy Morris, who talks a lot about manifesting, and she talks a lot about energy and how to use your energy. She brings in the science of the energy. She says the same thing that I talk about, which is in the moment, you're going to check in with yourself and you're going to check your energy. And sometimes I'm in an energy that I need to heal. That's something that sometimes I need to feel it to heal it. Maybe I need to lie down on the bed and cry for an hour. That's okay. You're human. You're allowed to have a feeling. Feelings are, you know, it's emotions, energy in motion. Let that emotion express itself, and then you never have to feel that again because it expressed itself. You know, it did the ocean wave where it was able to fully express. What creates a lot of problem, and this is what Marsha Linehan, who was a therapist, talked about, is that it's not the emotions themselves, you know, because she worked with a lot of people that were very, very sensitive, like I was when I was little. I was like super sensitive and big emotions, and there's nothing small about Kimberly, you know, I'm big energy and everything is big. It's not those big emotions that create the problems. It's the thinking that creates the emotion. So it's the thoughts that are going on, the way I'm interpreting things, and it's the action urge that I'm acting out on. And that's what we're really looking at, is when you get triggered, it's taking you into that emotion mind, or it's taking you into that toxic stress. And what you're dealing with is what I call impulsivity in me, that I have these impulses that are guided by my emotions or that toxic stress, that impulses in the moment that want me to take these actions. And it's like an impulse to run or avoid, right? Or the impulse to act out or snap at people. There's a lot of different ones that come up. When we can bring mindfulness into it, that was the big thing that Marsha Linehan brought in, that mindful awareness in the moment, then we can really be able to notice what's going on, be aware of what's going on, and be able to take actions like I've talked about in the moment. So practicing mindfulness in daily living is going to help you with all of this, because then you'll be mindfully aware when you're getting triggered and when things are happening. So to wrap all of this up, and thank you to one of my listeners who brought this topic up. She was like, you know, we've talked about different things and trauma and stuff like that. She said, I'd love to know what to do in the moment. So remember that in the moment, mindfully aware means that I'm not judging whatever I'm noticing. So I'm going to practice not judging the trauma, not judging myself for crying or judging myself for yelling, or, you know, let go of the, I have friends that call it playing God, you know, let go of the judging yourself. Your mind is going to judge you if you have a lot of trauma. You're going to have the critical mind, but you're not judging the judging. There's a part of you that is the observer that's watching all of this, that's paying attention, that's noticing. That's the part that's not judging. So to wrap it up, the stop skill, stop, don't move, breathe, ground yourself, check the facts, is it danger or not? And then really, like, if it's a huge trauma, put it in a locker, contain it, and then follow that intuition to anything that's going to help you heal from your past, whether it's reparenting, the completion, you know, there's so much out there, you all. You're going to get led to the direction you need to go in with that intuition. Teal Swan came in my life right at the right time. I read Shadows Before Dawn, and she talked about healing from trauma in that book. Marsha Linehan and dialectical behavioral therapy came along for me. Emotional freedom technique, Tapas acupressure technique, energy healers that are out there. There's Reiki, there's Blue Star Healing, there's quantum healing, there's neurofeedback that they have now, there's EMDR that can be super helpful and supportive to people. And what are other things that I've done? Just in the moment, releasing whatever that is. I've also done some shaman type of, you know, had shaman healers come in and heal stuff for me, and clearing contracts and all kinds of stuff that's out there now. I know Helena was on here. She's another one that was talking about types of healing that you can do to release that completely from you so that you can move forward in freedom and move forward without those triggers. And I know Mandy Morris talks about that, that you can get to a place where you have very few triggers. You know, if I'm disturbed, something's triggered me, and I can clear a lot of that out. I am not there yet. However, I can tell you that 24 years later, after starting this process, I definitely have way less triggers than I ever have. And I am eternally grateful for that. I hope that this was helpful to all of my listeners out there. I know it was a little bit of a heavy topic, but I really think that it is still sharing a lot of love and light when it comes to healing these things in the moment. So again, if you want to reach me, you can check out my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. Get your free ebook from KimberlyLBarrett.com ebook download. And the next episode coming up is going to be in 2 weeks, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Just remember, love is not a verb. It is a state of being. I love all of you. Go have a beautiful love and light life. If you do get triggered, be gentle with yourselves and get some help if you need it. I love you. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet, with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb, it is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.